Egypt holds parliamentary elections this month, and many people expect the outcome to be similar to recent polls in Tunisia, where an Islamist party won the largest block of seats. Nearly a dozen official parties with ties to Islamist groups have sprung up in Egypt since the summer, and most analysts predict they will do well. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson has our story from Cairo.
This crowded and impoverished neighborhood in southwestern Cairo is one candidate Gamal Ashri hopes to represent in parliament. He estimates 500,000 people live here in the enclave called Talbeya, where there are more potholes than pavement. He says most of the working class residents here have a hard time getting services like water, electricity, and gas. Ashri says he and the Freedom and Justice Party, to which he belongs, do what they can to help. The party is the Muslim Brotherhood's political offshoot. During a recent fuel shortage in Talbeya, Ashri says the party delivered gas-filled canisters to residents for a fifth of the price of what was being charged on the black market. They also purchased school books and uniforms for neighborhood children. Such charitable outreach has helped the Muslim Brotherhood build strong support here and across Egypt over the years, even when the Islamist group was banned by previous regimes. But even with the Brotherhood now officially recognized, Ashri feels his victory is far from guaranteed. To increase his chances, Ashri says his party cut a rare deal with the local branch of an ultra-conservative Salafi Islamist party, which is also popular in Talbeya. He is running for one seat in the neighborhood and the Salafi candidate for another, with each party pledging to support the other. Brotherhood and Salafi officials interviewed claimed not to be worried about rivalries in the Islamist camp because they are confident there are enough pro-Islamist voters for all. Analysts say it's too soon to know if that's true, especially given the campaign season has barely started. Critics say Egyptian Islamists lack the sophistication of Tunisia's Al-Nahda party, which spent nearly 8 months shoring up its base before winning more than 40% of the seats in the Tunisian Constitutional Assembly. Nevertheless, Islamist parties here have a reason for optimism, says Khaled Fahmi, who chairs the history department at the American University in Cairo.
The streets, so to speak, has very strong Islamist leanings. So they feel they have potential support. They feel that they can have a very good chance of winning elections and forming a majority in parliament.
Most of Egypt's Islamist parties were recognized by the military rulers and permitted to field candidates in the upcoming elections. Among them are the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Gama al-Islamiyya, which carried out dozens of terrorist attacks here in the 1990s before its leaders renounced violence. There are also several Salafi parties whose members shunned pro-democracy demonstrations and elections during the Mubarak era. Surgeon Imad Abdel Ghafur, who heads the largest Salafi party called Nur, or Light, explains her change of heart. We see that a wide spectrum of Egyptian people embrace Islamic and Salafi trends, he says, adding, they deserve to have someone in government representing their interests. Amr Darag, a civil engineering professor at Cairo University who heads the Brotherhood's Freedom and Justice Party in Giza, acknowledges that some people here and in the West may find the growing Islamist political presence unnerving. But he predicts that Egypt will remain a moderate state even if the voters here elect an Islamist majority.
The perfect recipe is allow democracy, allow freedom, and you get rid of most of the problems. Of course, you still have extremists, but this will not be this will be easily handled by the political powers in the society.
Mahmoud Salem, a leading online voice in the Egyptian uprising, better known as Sand Monkey, agrees with Darag's call to let voters decide. Salem, who is a candidate with the centrist Free Egyptians Party, says that's because he believes many of the Islamist candidates will turn voters off. He points to a recent incident in the port city of Alexandria, where Salafis linked to the Nur party used sheets and ropes to cover up a famous statue of Zeus with bare-breasted mermaids.
If you're the kind of party that wants to cover up mermaid statues, I don't think you're going to do well in governance.
Party officials say there was no order to cover the statue and that they are investigating the incident. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.